This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl,
Johnny Ray,
and Will.
And we spent the better part of the first hour talking about this incident out in Arizona, and then sort of the broader tangential things about hate crimes and whether bigotry should just, you know, not go underground but be more out in the open to where we know who doesn't want to do business with certain people, and then we cannot give money to bigots.
I think that's a much more... that kind of social interaction, I think, is a lot more effective than just wagging your finger at somebody and going, you don't know my people and you should learn. You know, like when you see people on TV and they're like, they expect the average anti-Muslim idiot to have a degree in Islamic jurisprudence when... Like, they don't even have, you know, like, the Muslim that they're arguing with doesn't even have one, you know? It's like, well, we expect, I think in America, we've come to expect things of each other that we really don't have a right to. Like, as a Muslim, I have no right to expect either of you to know a single thing about my religion.
Mm-hmm.
It's not your responsibility to know anything about it. If I want you to learn, it's my responsibility to teach you. And if you don't want to hear me, well, that doesn't have anything to do with me.
Yeah, I don't have to respect you.
For real. You don't have to like me. You don't have to respect me. You have to respect my rights. Or not even that. You have to not violate my rights.
Yeah, I have to. Yeah, like you say, I have to respect your rights, the rights to your person.
Exactly. You don't have a right to harm me. I don't have a right to take my thoughts from me, my religion from me, my views from me.
Well, I mean, it's
impossible. Or your property.
Or my property from me.
For me to take your thoughts from you. So I think I have a right to try to take your thoughts from you.
Well, not through violence.
No.
You don't have a right to beat me over the head until I agree with you.
That's true.
You have a right to try to debate me until we agree.
Yeah.
Or until my disagreement with you is no longer there and you agree with me, whichever way it goes. But you don't have a right to have the state put a gun in my face and say, you know what, I think your racist views are bad and you're going to just not have them.
Mm-hmm.
Or we're going to take your business away.
And I think usually...
it doesn't work that way.
In the U.S. and from the perspective of the small majority white people, it's not normally somebody from a minority saying you will respect me. It's a white person saying you will respect him.
Yes.
And it's just a white person trying to show how virtuous he is.
Yes.
Let's go to
get power over you.
Let's go to the phones where we've got Dana calling in from Grand Rapids. Dana, you're on Free Talk Live with Daryl, Johnny, and Will. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hi, guys. I'm not sure because I don't know your voices as well as Ian and Mark, but one of you just before the break made a comment, and yeah, I can't get it verbatim, but it was something to, back in my parents' generation, they called each other, you know, a derogatory name in regards to their nationality. And
that was Will.
Acceptable. Okay, Will. And then you went on to say this is Trump's constituency. See, this is the thing. You guys are supposed to be libertarians, but every so often something drips out of your mouth that sounds not democratic, but far radical left. These sound bites are really, really dangerous. You need to do the research on who his constituency was. His constituency was women. He won the majority of the women. He won almost a third of the Hispanic vote. He won some blacks. And he won the always, always Democratic union. Because when you're looking at little faces at your kitchen table and you can't put food on the table, but you're buying food stamps, or the disability rolls doubled from 7 million to 14 million because Obama dropped the requirements for claiming disability. If you said you had a back problem, you were on. If you said you had something mentally wrong with you, you were on. That's what people have a problem. When they have to pay for Obamacare, and yet they can't use it because the deductibles are in excess per year, per person, $8,000 to $24,000 was the highest case I found. And then you still weren't completely covered with the best plan. When that man single-handedly destroyed the world's best healthcare system, people are sick and tired of it. And when our Pentagon took the manuals to our military and removed all words that said extremist Islam or terrorist and Muslim, and then replaced that with evangelicals and military, male and female military returnees.
That's not quite true.
Okay. That is true.
Well, there were two different, you're conflating two different things that happened. There was a study that, by the way, was started during the Bush administration. It was finished under the Obama administration, where they decided to do a study on the resurgence of right-wing extremism, like Oklahoma City bomber type, militia group type extremism. Okay, that was a study that was initiated by Bush, not by Obama. But you just said it was Obama that did it when that's not true. Now, what Obama was he took the word Islam.
I'm sorry, I misspoke on that point. Let me take that, retract that. What it was the Southern, I'm sorry, and they are two different groups, but they did remove that material of extreme Islamists. And also the Muslim, the terrorist and Muslim, out of the military's a book. They did not put in the evangelicals. I apologize for that. The evangelicals and the returning military are on a watch list of hate groups under the Southern Poverty Law Center. People are tired of it, guys.
Actually, they're on the Patriot list, not the hate list, but the SPLC's description of what a patriot is makes it sound very similar to the hate group, but it's technically a different list. Not that I'm defending the SPLC at all, because largely funded by government grants to promote some kind of agenda.
Well, since she addressed me directly on a specific point, I'd like to answer that at least.
Okay, thank you.
My uncle, all of them, they're union worker guys. They worked in tire factories and built transfer trucks and stuff up in the Midwest, in Indiana, in Illinois, in those areas. My mom, again, same. My dad, factory worker. You know, I come from the people that she's talking about that voted for Trump. And you guess what? Those were the people that I was talking about that used to refer to me, to call me, my dad, "Hey, you dumb Mick." You know, like that is who those people were, the union workers, the guys who 10 years ago, 20 years ago, not 10 years ago, 20 years ago, they were able to feed their families and pay for their own health insurance and have a little bit left over to have a boat or go on a nice vacation. And now they can barely put food on the table. Those people, those are the people who voted for Trump. And yes, those are the people who can insult each other in friendliness. And it's just how communication is done in certain cultures, but now we have this crybaby, weepy, whiny, "Oh, you said that, so now I'm offended," portion of the society that you can't do that anymore. And that's what you were talking about over here.
Johnny Ray.
Go ahead, Dana.
I'm sorry then, because it came across as you were knocking them and saying, just like the far left does, is that, you know, "Oh, it's all these racists and all these Muslim haters and all this." I took it. That's the way it came across on the radio, that you were, you know, knocking, you know, that those were his people. Because
what I'm saying is that was going on for 10 years before Trump ever came around. Those people were shooting at mosques and protesting new Muslim cemeteries. For 10 years before Trump was even a thing.
Dana,
okay,
thank you for the call. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's change gears here in a moment and talk about compelled speech. Should there even be such a thing as compelled speech? This is Free Talk Live.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
You've heard of Bitcoin Cash. But did you know there's now a Bitcoin Cash wallet? The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. The Bitcoin.com wallet supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. 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 I've said it many times on air and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. How would you like to try the best pillow that you will ever use and try it risk-free for 60 days. I'm talking about my Pillow. The My Pillow, yeah, that's the brand name. You don't actually get to come take mine. But you can get your very own My Pillow, and again, it's designed to fit to the shape of your body, hold your neck in the proper position. I've been using this thing for a couple of years, and yeah, it's the best pillow I've ever had. And unlike a regular pillow that collects dirt and dead skin over the years, you can actually take your My Pillow, throw it in the washing machine, throw it in the dryer, and it's still usable as something other than kindling to start a fire. Go to MyPillow.com. Use code FTL to get your very own My Pillow at half price, or get a second pillow free of charge. And remember, if for some reason you don't like it in the first 60 days, you get your money back. And the pillow itself, that's guaranteed to last you 10 years. MyPillow.com, code FTL. So let's change gears here a little bit and talk about something that the U.S. Supreme Court is going to be hearing arguments about coming up later this week. Case out of California that involves the Pregnancy Care Clinic from the city of El Cajon. They offer a host of services for pregnant women, including ultrasounds, prenatal vitamins, and maternity clothes. One thing that they don't provide is abortion. Well, they are now in the midst of a lawsuit along with other Christian-based facilities that are known as crisis pregnancy centers. And the case goes to the U.S. Supreme Court on Tuesday. Story coming from Reuters. These crisis pregnancy centers are challenging a law in California that forces centers that are licensed as family planning facilities to post notices that the state has programs offering free and low-cost birth control and abortion services, a requirement that they argue violates their free speech rights. The law also requires unlicensed facilities with no medical providers on staff to also disclose this fact. Pregnancy Care Center Executive Director Josh McClure said they're forcing us to use our walls as a billboard to promote abortion. He says that the law is akin to forcing the American Lung Association to tell people where to buy cigarettes. And I think his comparison here is wrong. It would be more akin to saying that the Alcoholics Anonymous must tell everybody that comes in, here are the happy hour specials of all of the bars within a 15-mile radius, and here's where the nearest liquor store is.
Could you imagine if you went to an Addicts Anonymous and the guy that was given the class sat down? He's like, "All right, guys, so my name's Dave, and I'll be your counselor. And if you want to get some crack, Tyrone is three blocks down behind the red building. Just
racist.
Knock on the right, just knock on the post, and someone will come down with a bag full of dope for you." Could you imagine that? Like just an advertisement for the local crack dealer at your Addicts Anonymous meeting.
Yeah, yeah. I misspoke myself, actually. I'm from, as you may know, I'm from Western North Carolina. You're from Eastern Tennessee. Daryl, you're from Alabama or something.
Yes. Or something, yes.
I've got a couple friends of the family, white people, good, honest white people, have a son who's also white, and his name is Tyrone. So, who's the racist?
Oh, no.
I'm the racist.
You just mentioned white like 10 times.
I got you beat. I got a white buddy of mine named Carlos.
No, sorry, Tyrone is better.
He's like 6'3".
Can
blonde
we not
hair.
Try to figure out on the air who's the bigger racist? Let's go to the phones where we've got Dan calling in from Nebraska listening to LRN.FM. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live with Daryl, Johnny, and Will. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, you guys. So basically I wanted to tell you that Nebraska is having a gubernatorial election coming up, and we have
I've read about this where there's like five teenagers plus Vermin Supreme running for governor of Nebraska.
Johnny Ray, you should run.
Never. I did not actually pick up onto that part of it, but what I kind of talked about was there's a lady who's running in our Republican primary who's going to try to bring a lot more cannabis freedom into Nebraska, and it's her whole entire platform. So, name's Crystal Gable. I want to get that out there. But the other thing is, our current sitting governor, Pete Ricketts, did something that, I'm not going to lie, I'm still frankly pretty butthurt about with the death penalty, which is why I want him out of office, if you don't mind me explaining.
Yeah, go ahead.
So, first off, this guy has the weirdest obsession with, like, wanting to make sure criminals get their death or whatever, because when we got rid of the death penalty initially, this guy kept making comments to our unicameral that were like, we're going to kill him anyway. It's going to happen. We don't let him escape justice. And then he used the state's money to pay to have illegal drugs brought in from India to do the execution when none of the companies that make them would sell them to the state. And they got seized at the border, and they never actually got to Nebraska because, like, the customs enforcement caught all of the shipments or whatever. But I don't know how that's not enough to sink somebody's political career, to be a frank.
Yeah, and wasn't there something, I think it was Nebraska, it might have been Kansas, but it was one of those Midwest states where the legislature actually passed something to abolish the death penalty, but then there was a referendum to overturn that. Was that Nebraska?
That was here.
Or?
That was here. Yeah. Yep, that was here.
Yeah, that's, you know, like one of the few times where I look and see, somebody used referendum to wind up doing something horrible. Normally, referendum prevents really bad bills from going through. This, I would consider to be one of the better things that a legislature has ever done. And then, do you know if the governor was involved in getting the referendum on the ballot to overturn this?
Oh, yeah, he definitely... He personally, like, bankrolled most of the effort to get it back in. Like,
yeah.
I actually am pretty sure one thing that's good is he didn't use state money to do it. This guy's dad is, like, a billionaire, and he just campaigned the hell out of this entire state trying to get the death penalty back.
$300,000 of his own money. He used $300,000 of his own money to campaign to put the question to voters in the form of a referendum on November 8th, and then donated another $100,000 this fall to fund a campaign to sway voters to reinstate the death penalty. So $400,000, almost a half a million dollars of his own money. Or his daddy's money, actually, but yeah.
Yeah. The thing is, we don't usually get too many, like, cases of people who are so bad they need to get killed in Nebraska. Not too many people. But recently, there's two really fresh cases in our minds here. One guy by the name of Nico Jenkins, and the other is Anthony Garcia. Both really fascinating stories, too. I mean, they're, in my opinion, could be TV special kind of deals. But I think those are the two. I think that if it was like 4 years ago, when those two cases probably wouldn't have both been at the forefront, then maybe I should have said 6 years ago, we wouldn't even be nobody would have wanted a death penalty. And I can't understand why people would want so badly to what happened to the state.
Dan, thank you for the call, your calls and thoughts. Welcome. This is Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
Johnny Ray.
And Will.
And this November, I will be running the world's biggest, most popular marathon, the New York City Marathon. And I've accepted a spot on Team Innocence Project because I'm a passionate supporter of their work. Since 1989, 353 people in the United States have been exonerated by DNA testing, including 38 who had pled guilty to crimes they did not commit, 20 of whom served time on death row. The Innocence Project has provided direct representation or critical assistance in nearly 200 of these cases. With your help, the Innocence Project can help even more people who have been wrongly convicted. As part of Team Innocence Project, I'm raising awareness about wrongful convictions and raising funds to help free the innocent. I've already paid the race registration fees. I've got the travel and the lodging covered. But what I need to secure my spot on Team Innocence Project in the New York City Marathon is to raise $3,500 by November 1st. You can support the Innocence Project and help me secure my race entry by going to run.freetalklive.com. And every dollar that you donate through run.freetalklive.com goes directly to the Innocence Project. And there are some matching funds. So the next $1,500 that comes in will be matched dollar for dollar. Run.freetalklive.com.
What's up?
You've got some info on the Kansas thing.
This guy's a just a piece of work, man. Basically, what's going on here is, what it looks like at least, is it's a Republican-controlled House, right? A Republican-controlled state, basically. So they have a GOP majority and a GOP governor. And as a GOP governor, he expects fealty from the Republican majority that
he has.
That's
generally how things work.
Well, the problem is he's a different kind of Republican than they are. He's a bloodthirsty, anyone who's not born, he's a bloodthirsty nationalist, and evidently Nebraska.
So he's a Republican.
Well, evidently Nebraska's Republican leadership is not particularly like him. Says he was elected. He became governor in 2015 of January, right?
Yep. January, so elected in 2014.
Within a few months, there was a bill to raise the gas tax to pay for repairs to roads and bridges. He vetoed that, and the legislature overrode the veto. 2 weeks later, the legislature overrode another veto, this time on the death penalty. The very next day, there was a third override over a bill to allow driver's licenses for young immigrants who were granted temporary legal status under Barack Obama's DREAM Act.
Dreamers. DACA, deferred action for childhood arrivals.
All right. Now, a year later, they would override another veto of his, of a bill permitting those same immigrants to obtain professional and commercial licenses. And because of all of this not getting the support of his own party, he wants to use this effort to get the death penalty on as a referendum as a wedge issue to literally.
And you said that he wound up bankrolling.
Yes, $400,000.
$400,000.
Yeah, of his daddy's money. Not his own money, of his daddy's money. But yeah, his daddy's like Daddy Warbucks. So, you know, that's what rich people do. They spend daddy's money, and that's what he's doing. He's found his little pet project.
Yeah, so that explains why the Republican governor somehow allowed, you know, I say allowed this bill that he didn't support to go through, because he vetoed, and his veto got overridden. That's why he wound up doing the referendum.
Yeah. He wants, but again, he wants to use it as a wedge issue in order to push out his opponents in the state house and the state senate. He's hoping that he can actually inspire primaries. He wants people to primary members of his own party, because they won't give in to what he wants, which is basically the ability to use the state to murder anyone that he does things he doesn't like.
Now, one thing that I'm...
Did you mention the lawsuit that was filed arguing that the petition should be invalidated?
No.
Okay, that's pretty interesting, too. Capital punishment opponents after this referendum.
Yeah.
Then filed a lawsuit arguing that the petition should be invalidated on the grounds that Ricketts, who had contributed $200,000 to the campaign, was the, quote, primary initiating force for the petition drive and should have been included in the list of sponsors required by Nebraska law. In February 2016, a Lancaster County district judge dismissed the lawsuit, ruling that Ricketts' financial support of the petition effort did not ipso facto make him a sponsor.
Well,
so I think a lot of people who may have signed that petition may have been fierce opponents or not big fans of Ricketts for whatever reason,
right,
and wouldn't have signed it if they had known that.
Yeah.
But that's
politics.
But maybe not. I mean, if it's specifically a petition for what's the technical term for the death penalty?
Capital punishment.
Capital punishment.
Yeah, for capital punishment, then maybe they were big fans of Pete Ricketts.
Yeah. I don't know. And I'm just trying to figure out how or why, or rather, first, why there are party primaries in Nebraska for their legislature when the legislature is officially nonpartisan. And then how do those work? If everybody's on the ballot without a party label, then how do you wind up having primaries to determine who the party nominees are when the parties officially don't have nominees because nonpartisan?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't live in Nebraska, so I couldn't tell you.
Yeah, I didn't expect you could, but you know, that's something that you had mentioned, that he is hoping that some of the Republicans wind up facing primary challengers, but it's officially nonpartisan, so why is there a Republican primary? And Furthermore, why are taxpayers paying for parties to have primaries to determine who their nominees are?
And again, though, we're back to...
We're back to compelled speech.
A governor, a political leader, the top of the heap, trying to use state money in order to bully his opponents into submission. And again, as always, like, here's one of those things that you'll notice. Like, you get like these tree-hugging hippie white liberals that spend mommy and daddy's money. When they do it, they're like, we want to save the rainforest or save the whales or like build a commune where everybody lives together like sunshine and rainbows. And then when you get like some rich white conservative who spends mommy and daddy's money, like, what do they want to spend mommy
well,
and
lefties,
money
lefties,
on.
Lefties want to spend daddy's and mommy's money on funding abortions
too.
They want to spend your money on funding abortions.
Yes, my money.
They want to spend money throwing parties to convince politicians to spend your money on abortions.
And that takes us back to this compelled speech lawsuit that goes before the U.S. Supreme Court on Tuesday. Again, law in California is that these crisis pregnancy centers that are licensed as family planning facilities are currently required under California state law to provide information to people that come to them. They have to provide them information on state programs that offer free or low-cost birth control and abortion services. The executive director of one of these facilities said that, you know, this is compelled speech. It would be akin to the state of California forcing the American Lung Association to tell people where they can buy cigarettes. California said in legal papers that some of these centers try to prevent women from accessing abortions by using incomplete or false medical advice. Further, they say that some try to resemble medical clinics down to lab coats worn by staff, giving the impression that they are an abortion service provider while employing no actual medical professionals. The centers say they offer legitimate services and that their mission is to persuade women not to have an abortion. The case is one of several that goes to the Supreme Court in which certain groups are invoking the First Amendment and asserting that governments are unconstitutionally compelling them to say or not say things or to provide services that they oppose. We'll talk about that, plus your calls and thoughts. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. What are your thoughts on compelled speech? Should there be? This is Free Talk Live.
This is Darrell W. Perry, host of Free Talk Live. This November, I'll be running in the world's biggest and most popular marathon, the New York City Marathon, and I've accepted a spot on Team Innocence Project because I'm a passionate supporter of their work. Since 1989, 353 people in the United States have been exonerated by DNA testing, including 38 who pled guilty to crimes they did not commit, and 20 of whom served time on death row. The Innocence Project provided direct representation or critical assistance in 180 of these cases. With your help, the Innocence Project can help even more people who have been wrongly convicted. As part of Team Innocence Project, I'm raising awareness about wrongful convictions and raising funds to help free the innocent. I've already paid the race registration fees. However, to secure my spot on Team Innocence Project in the New York City Marathon, I need to raise $3,500 by November 1st. You can support the Innocence Project and help me secure my race entry by going to run.freetalklive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hi, I'm Kelly Cook, Chief Marketing Officer for Kmart and Sears. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Kmart to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Kmart's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight is Daryl,
Johnny Rafe,
and Will.
And we've been talking about this compelled speech case that is going to the U.S. Supreme Court, where Supreme Court on Tuesday will hear the case being brought by Pregnancy Care Clinic of El Cajon, California, and several other places that are licensed as family planning facilities. The officials with the state of California say that some of these try to resemble medical clinics, down to people wearing lab coats. And that gives the impression that they are an abortion services provider, but they don't actually have medical professionals on staff. So therefore, because they don't provide abortion, they have to wind up telling people where they can get abortions. Next thing you know, Jenny Craig is going to have to tell people where they can go get fast food. And, you know, McDonald's is going to have to tell people where a gym is. Continuing on, the article from Reuters says this case is one of several that the Supreme Court is tackling during the term in which conservative legal groups are invoking the First Amendment and asserting that governments are unconstitutionally compelling people to say or do things they oppose. Similar cases involve plaintiffs who argue that the First Amendment protects them from having to make a wedding cake for a gay couple or to pay fees to unions representing public employees to fund collective bargaining agreements. The cases may have a sympathetic audience on a court with a 5-4 conservative majority that has already been receptive to First Amendment arguments. There's more from this, but let's go to Skype, where we've actually got a caller that we've not heard from in quite a while. We've got Stefan calling in from Ohio. Stefan, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I'd like to discuss potential meddling, according to some people, in the Missouri Senate election.
Meddling. Who's meddling in the election?
According to some individuals, I'm sure you've heard of Austin Peterson, and you know that he's running in Missouri for the Senate.
Against Claire McCaskill.
Well, first he has to win the Republican primary.
Yeah.
Who is he? Is probably not going to do.
I don't know anything about him.
Austin Peterson is...
And please don't mention the website that he runs.
He's a conservatarian, I guess would be the best way to put it. He's like a John Stossel libertarian, maybe? Or not even quite that libertarian, really.
Who's the guy that wears the bow tie?
Jeffrey Tucker.
No, the other guy that's got the TV show.
Ben Carson?
No.
Carson Tucker.
Tucker Carlson.
He's not that bad. Come on,
almost.
Give him some credit.
Almost.
He's a conservatarian.
He's an internet troll.
He used to work.
Sounds like a pretty awful person.
He worked as a producer for Judge Napolitano's television show. Runs a website that I'm not allowed to say on the air.
Well, you're allowed to. I just don't want you to.
He voted for me for the vice presidential nomination, so I can't.
After endorsing Alicia Dern, who then dropped out.
Yeah.
Austin Peterson was one of the people that was seeking the Libertarian presidential nomination in 2016.
Does he have a position within the party?
No, he's not.
He left the party and joined the Republicans to run for Senate as a Republican.
And even still would have been more of a Libertarian than Gary Johnson and Bill Weld.
Anyway, the charge that's being made is he's actually been banned from Facebook multiple times, and a lot of people are saying that that's them trying to censor his campaign, because the reason he keeps getting banned is because he keeps giving away guns.
So, yeah, he keeps doing things that he knows intentionally violate the terms of service from Facebook so that he can say, Facebook is shutting me down.
Yeah, but the things that he's doing to violate the terms of service, I love.
Right. They're silly. They're awesome. Silly. But when you know that you're violating the terms of service, you don't then get to say that you're being shut down.
True.
Because you know you're violating the terms of service.
He's not private group. Really violating the terms of service. It is against their terms of service for you to post a gun for sale, specifically on their website. His general campaign is giving away the guns, and his live streams where he announces these things just so happen to be on the website.
Now, I will say that, you know, sometimes the Facebook ban hammer does wind up fall in weird, strange ways. I was a victim one time because one of the other admins for the Free Talk Live Facebook page shared a link to a Facebook page for the Gold Coast Bikini Team, and someone reported that as something, and then all of the admins for the Facebook or the Free Talk Live Facebook page got 7-day bans because a link to another Facebook page was shared and somebody reported that as offensive.
Wow.
I will say that, you know, the banning doesn't always necessarily come because the TOS were actually violated, but in his case, I'm fairly certain he's doing it to intentionally get banned.
Well, I've got a story here from St. Louis today.
All right.
It just came out a few hours ago, actually. It says, Senate candidate Austin Peterson back on Facebook after ban for giving away an AR-15. It was a 30-day suspension which applied to Peterson's personal profile, not his Senate campaign page. It was lifted this week.
Right. So when they
said Friday they would not be quoted by name, but that the ban came after repeated violations of the community standards banning content, disallowing anyone to purchase, sell, gift, or trade a firearm on the platform.
Right. And when someone gets banned, it is the admin of the page. They don't remove the page necessarily. They say the admins are not allowed to post. So that's why he was banned and the page wasn't removed.
Well, the accusation that Peterson made was, and this is a valid accusation, that he was banned because Facebook's chief operating officer, Sheryl Sandberg, is a supporter of the Democratic senatorial incumbent, Claire McCaskill. Federal Election Commission records show Sandberg gave the maximum of $5,400 to McCaskill's campaign. So it is it does look a little fishy.
It looks fishy to me because, look, I know a lot of people hate when I say this. I'm all for Austin Peterson winning the seat because I think he's certainly better than nothing at this point when it comes to Liberty. I know he has some very controversial positions amongst libertarians, but I think he's honestly the only one between him and Josh Hawley that could beat Claire McCaskill, and they're not targeting Josh Hawley.
Well, I love how he's like, I love Austin because he's better than nothing.
I think Vacant would be a better senator than
Claire McCaskill,
all 100 of the senators that are currently there.
If I had voted for president, I would have voted for Trump, and it would have been based on that criteria. He's better than Hillary.
Better than nothing? Well, you could have written somebody in, and surely somebody in Missouri that wants a better candidate can certainly write somebody in, but I think it would be foolish to say that he's less of a libertarian than Josh Hawley or Claire McCaskill.
I don't know who Josh Hawley is, but I do know that the Libertarian Party has a candidate, so if libertarians in Missouri actually want to vote for a libertarian, they will have that chance, and they don't have to vote for...
Alicia's running against him, so they don't have that chance.
Well, the Libertarians haven't selected their nominee yet.
I both know. Alicia's probably going to win the nomination. She's the big name. In the race.
Cecil Entz is also running.
Isn't she running for LNC chair, though?
She's running for both, as far as I know.
Right, and one can have a position of leadership in a political party and still be a candidate. Yeah. The Republicans and Democrats don't generally do it that way. They generally make the chair somebody that... Oh, we want to make sure that they don't get involved in electoral stuff, so here, you become chair.
So your choices in Missouri are Claire McCaskill, if Peterson wins, Austin Peterson.
He's not going to win.
Or...
No, I wouldn't say that.
Alicia, or a libertarian who endorsed Bill Weld.
If this Josh Hawley guy is an establishment Republican, the Republicans are going to make sure that he wins their nomination.
It would be, well, not unless the voters decide to choose Josh Hawley. They still have to vote, you know.
Right, I know they still have to vote, but the get-out-the-vote of the establishment is a lot better than the get-out-the-vote of an internet troll whose supporters generally don't live in Missouri.
Yeah, but
he's really an internet troll. I don't see him.
Yes, really is an internet troll. Stefan, thank you for the call.
The reporting around Hawley is that the Republican Party base in Missouri is not particularly excited about him. They're actually kind of nervous.
Well, they're probably not excited about Peterson either. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.